Tell me about Royal Raymond Rife.
This is an amazing story. I'll try to make it quick. In the 20s, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife was working to develop a microscope. And he finally succeeded in a very complicated type microscope that was a backlit microscope. Unfortunately, at the same time he developed his backlit microscope, they were developing the electron microscope, which of course is in widespread use today. But the electron microscope bombards the specimen with electrons, so when you view it, you can actually see it better, but it's dead, okay? It ain't going to change. It's not going to be anything else other than what you see under the electron microscope. Dr. Rife figured out that one-celled organisms, viruses, bacteria, they have life cycles, and they evolve just like every other living creature. And so he was able, through his backlit microscope, to see how these organisms changed and thrived. And he also figured out that they had a specific vibration, all right, radio frequency, if you will, an electromagnetic frequency, and they vibrated at that frequency. So he found out that if you bombarded, say, a bacteria, a certain bacteria that had a certain frequency, say, I don't know, 10,000 hertz, and you bombarded it with 20,000 hertz, it overloaded it, and that organism burst.
Yep. It killed the cell. It killed the bad cell.
Okay? So he, over the next several years, he began to work and figure out the frequencies for illnesses. Okay? So if you have bladder infection and you know what the frequency are, you turn that frequency and your bladder infection clears up. And so he began to work with that in the mid-30s. They took 17 cancer patients who had been given up on by medical science. They said, sorry, they're terminal. Nothing we can do about it. And he cured all 17. Yes. Cured. Didn't make them just better, not just in remission. He cured them.
They didn't like that, though, Jim.
Nope. The head of the AMA, who was a Rockefeller man, went to him and said, hey, this is great. So we're going to get a lock on this. We're going to charge people, you know, out the wazoo. We're going to make $1 million. And Dr. Rife, said, well, no, we need to give this to the public. And, you know, we're going to cure everybody. And, you know, and so over the Rockefeller medical monopoly, and that goes back, took it over and began to change our homeopathic herbal-based medicines into petroleum-based synthetics. Says, okay, they started pulling their strings. And they even had doctors who had been with Rife, pictured with him, claim they never knew him. They raided his laboratories. They claimed he was a fraud, and yet they never would test his stuff. And when they did, the tests were skewed against him. And they finally drove him into poverty and drank.
Yeah, and they belittled him and everything. Do you have some storms out there, Jimmy? I'm starting to hear some crackling on your lines.
Yeah, it may be. We're still having some lightning and thunder going on around here. I apologize. I don't know what to do.
That's okay. No, we'll...
You're going to have to send a message upstairs.
What I'm going to do at the top of the hour in just a few minutes, we'll have Tommy reconnect with you, make sure that holds, and then we'll go as long as we can, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, now, with this conspiracy, these man-made diseases, zombies, first of all, I agree with you. I think they want the world's population reduced. The figure I've heard that I don't necessarily agree with is 500 million from the 6.5 billion we have right now. Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt they want what they think is a controllable world population.
Yes.
And of course,
sustainable.
Yeah. And of course, of the 500 million left on the planet, a lot of them will be them, right?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of them and then a whole lot of people. You know, they're going to have somebody to mow the lawn and cook.
Well, they'll keep a few of them around.
Yeah. You know, they got to have people to take care of stuff. But see, there is another reason why they've got to destroy America. America has up till now has been very prosperous. Almost everybody has gone through the school system. And although they dumbed it down and we're still, you know, the American public can read or write. And we've all gotten used to indoor plumbing and we've all gotten used to, you know, plentiful food. And so we're a problem. They got to get rid of us now. And they're doing it through the vaccines, the chemtrails, genetically modified foods. They're still wondering what happened to the bees. The bees start disappearing when the genetically modified foods came out.
Absolutely.